And turning now to news from the Great Lakes region of southeastern Africa, Rwandan political prisoner Victoire Ingabire's appeal of her 15-year prison sentence in her home country has been accepted by the African Court of Human and People's Rights. KPFA's Ann Garrison has the story.
Rwandan political prisoner Victoire Ingabire has been compared to Nelson Mandela, Aung San Suu Kyi, and even Patrice Lumumba because of the scale of her challenge to existing belief and power structure that has led to the death and disinheritance of millions in the Great Lakes region of Africa, most of all in Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. After becoming the leader of the Rwandan diaspora in opposition to the authoritarian regime of Rwandan President Paul Kagame, she returned to Rwanda to run against him in the 2010 election. She was instead placed under house arrest almost immediately upon her arrival and is now serving a 15-year sentence. This week, the African Court of Human and People's Rights agreed to hear her case on appeal in Arusha, Tanzania. Marceline Nduwamungu, a Rwandan exile in Belgium and a member of the Women's International Network for Democracy and Peace, said that many Rwandans in the diaspora speak and write against the Kagame regime, but Victoire Ingabire dared to return and challenge President Kagame directly in Rwanda.
Her struggle is very important for us because all of us are outside the country. We speak, we talk, and we write, but she decided to go and to confront Mr. Kagame in Rwanda.
Nduwamungu said that Victoire's courage was also extraordinary because a number of men had said that they would return to Rwanda with her, but in the end found reason not to go, and she then decided to go alone. BK Kumbi, a Congolese-Swiss activist, said that Victoire should be an inspiration for all African people.
She's a symbol of justice. And all she's doing, all her fight, is just telling us that there can't be peace without justice. And she doesn't give up. And I think that she invites all of us to reflect on that. In Africa, it's all trouble. And we always have a feeling that there is no justice. But there are people who embody that the idea of justice. And they should be really inspirations for us, and I think that as Africans as a whole, we should really, really support that woman because we have a very special person and a true leader.
Ingabire was convicted of inspiring Rwandans to rise up against the government and, quote-unquote, genocide denial, which means disagreement with the official history that is legally enforced in Rwanda. She said that Hutus and Tutsis were both victims and extremists during the mass killing in Rwanda in 1994 and before and after, and that both sides must be allowed to mourn and commemorate the dead if Rwanda is to heal. That description was recently affirmed by the controversial new BBC documentary Rwanda, The Untold Story, which so angered the Rwandan government that they canceled BBC broadcasts in the Kinyarwanda language and indicted BBC producers for, quote-unquote, genocide denial. For Pacifica, KPFA and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.